Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Keith Ferrazzi is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Keith is a founder and CEO of Ferrazzi Greenlight, a marketing and sales consulting company. And he shows companies and individuals that building relationships is one of the most important keys to success. He's the author of the new book, Never Eat Alone, National New York Times, I think, bestseller. He's our friend, Keith. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's great to be back. I appreciate your time.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on your book, Never Eat Alone.
Well, and I appreciate your contribution to that success and bringing it to your listeners.
I'm sure it's been fantastic. I'm sure we've sold something under a million copies of these for you.
We're in our 10th printing now. It's been fantastic.
Congratulations. And I said new book. It's not really new. It's been out
Well,
for...
Well, it's only a few months old.
A few months old. Yeah, I was going to say. But the reason I mentioned that is because we launch a lot of books on this show. And so it's been out there, folks. The point I'm making is it's available to you. You know, the other thing, Keith, that was a real compliment, it's always fun when some of my Brain Trust members, without knowing another Brain Trust member themselves, will get one of their books and want to comment on the book on my show. And this happened to you about a month ago. Elise Benin, who is one of our top online marketing experts, has had a copy of your book, Never Eat Alone, and she wanted to talk about some of the things that you said in your book. So congratulations on that.
Thanks.
That
was a real... now that you said that, I'm going to have to pay her some PR fees.
You will. Well, Elise is a great professional, and for her to recognize something that she liked in your book is a real compliment.
By the way, that actually goes a lot to why we're here. I mean, if you think about it, it's obviously a great desire of mine to get more and more people to read the book and really understand that the relationships around them are critical to their success. And I realize, just like I talk about in the book, you know, I can't get anywhere alone. You know, it's people like you, it's people like Elise, it's so many other people are going to make my book successful. And, you know, in fact, well, when the book came out, I had some of the, you know, the nation's most prominent magazines, you know, ready to write major articles about them. And one of the reasons is a lot of the managing editors are my friends.
Right.
You know, it's those relationships that really are there for you when you need them.
Well, absolutely. And one of my favorite stories along these lines is the story about the turtle on top of the fence post. And you know, there's one thing that we know about that turtle sitting on top of the fence post, and that's that he didn't get there by himself. and
but
so
he's too happy about it, though.
Exactly. But the thing is that we're all like that turtle to some degree. But what happens, I think sometimes, Keith, when we get up on that lofty perch, sometimes we forget how we got there.
Yep.
And we think it was because of our own brilliance, and the truth is we had a lot of help, whether we knew it or not, whether we recognized it or not.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, there's probably a couple of things I'd suggest to your listeners that is really crucial to build the kind of relationships that they need around them. And frankly, I think a lot of people just get in their own way more than anything else. I think there are two things that are very natural to everybody. Number one is the generation of just greater levels of intimacy, you know? I mean, really making sure that you really go for intimacy as quickly as possible, because people aren't going to wait around, you know, these days with everything they've got going to really try to get to know you and get to know what's underneath you. You've got to be willing to take some risks and put yourself out there, and I think that's really crucial, that level of willingness to share yourself with people around you. That's number one.
And doesn't that intimacy kind of begin with honesty? For example, if you and I are going to be friends, if we're going to become close friends, you know, I can't really, you said put yourself out there. If you ask me how my business is, and I say, oh, it's great, when maybe it's not. Well, I haven't really allowed myself to, you know, if I say it's great and I need some help, then you're not going to be able to help me.
Gosh, I think you definitely read the book. I mean, it's honestly.
Well, I have a few gray hair too.
I would imagine that you've got some great success given where you are today in terms of your show, that's for sure. But, I mean, seriously, it's about honesty. It's about transparency. We talk about a pyramid of intimacy. At the base of intimacy, you can show up and you can share with somebody what you think about the weather, but who cares, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The next level up is sharing what some of your passions are, some of the things that really excite you, and some of your dreams. If you get somebody going with what their dreams are, then, you know, all of a sudden they're looking at you as being a real resource, somebody that they can really bond with and get excited about.
Right.
The next level up is to share some of your struggles.
Hold on to that next level just a second, Keith. We have to take a quick break and sell a
few
things. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of the other things that Keith has on his mind. And we're also going to talk about the importance, when you're building these relationships, of not keeping score. Tony Till, here's Hart to take us out. It's 17 Till. That's Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar. The Dire Straits. Great band. Keith Ferrazzi is our guest. He's the author of Never Eat Alone and Other Secrets to Success, One Relationship at a Time. Keith, we're talking about the importance of others in our lives and how to build those relationships. And you had a few more things you were missing.
Yeah, we were just
sharing
talking about
your passion,
how to develop that kind of intimacy. And we were talking about sharing passion. And I said, you know, just sharing the good stuff, all the passion with people that you have in your life is not going to be enough. You got to be willing to share your struggles. I mean, if people didn't know that I was, you know, the son of a steelworker, my mom was a cleaning lady, and that, you know, and all of the different things that I went through in order to get through Yale undergraduate and Harvard Business School, they'd think I was just another spoon-fed, Northeasterner or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, you've really got to understand folks and understand their struggles and the things that they're dealing with. So you're right. Don't be afraid to reach out to people and let them know what it is you're dealing with. There are people dealing with parents with Alzheimer's, and that is a part of your life, and that's a part of what makes other people able to be empathetic with you.
Well, and it's a way of letting them connect with you on one level, so that when you get to the other levels, perhaps the business levels, it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you're human, and you hit it right on the head. It's all about trust, and that's
right.
The second thing, as you talked about yesterday, is, you know, the folks who are out there doing this for the sake of getting something out of it. And I think the first thing that you have to get out of these relationships are the relationships themselves. They're going to bring you a lot more joy, and you really should not be keeping score relative to your generosity. You should be out there focusing on how to make other people successful. One of the earliest things when I was younger, somebody suggested to me was, to be a success, make sure everybody around you
right.
is successful.
Well, one of the challenges I think that we have in the 21st century, Keith, is getting rid of the "what's in it for me" syndrome.
Yeah,
and I really think that this is something that's not as intuitive as it ought to be for some generations. What do you think?
No, I very much agree. But I also suggest that, you know, helping other people be successful and being generous is a real human trait that we all enjoy, and we've just got to get all of the outside voices out of our head and just do what comes naturally. This concept of intimacy, this concept of generosity, people get freed up when they realize that by doing that, that will also bring them business and financial success. And I have found that when you really just give people permission and tell them, today I want you to go out and just practice generosity, practice greater levels of intimacy with people around you, you'll be surprised. In 30 days, I guarantee you, people will start coming back to you, helping you in ways they never helped you before, and you don't even have to worry about asking.
Well, I love the very short passage from Ecclesiastes, cast your bread on the water, and in time it will come back to you.
There you go.
And
exactly
and
right.
It's a great passage that's easy to remember. And if you practice it, it makes a difference. And
you know,
and I think you're right. I think that that if you'll just try it. I mean, you know, some people may have a problem with this, Keith. And I think if they'll take the five experiences you're going to have this week with other people, and just take one of them and do it that way. Don't do all five of them. You know, you
right.
may not be able to break loose from that from the what's in it for me syndrome, but just do one of them and see what happens.
Well, I might even say take one person. I mean, think about one person who's going to be crucial to your success, whether it's a boss or a compatriot or somebody that you're looking to reach out to, and just start focusing on that individual and really become, you know, generating a real intimate relationship, focusing on their success, and see what kind of results you have back. I mean, that's to the next step that I'd suggest to people. And
one
by the
thing,
way, Jim.
One thing, let me stop you for a second, Keith. Yeah. One thing, though, that where small business owners can practice this every single day
sales.
Is with their employees, though.
And their employees.
If their employees, and here's why. And the reason is because the key to success in the 21st century as a manager is what you said a minute ago, and that's to make the people around you successful.
Yeah.
Because you have the ability as the manager or as the owner to aggregate their success.
Yeah, we have two courses that we teach. One's called Building Relationships for Revenue Growth, and the other one's Building Relationships for Group Success.
Right.
And I've got to tell you, there's such great power in your people if you start treating them this way, and then have them start treating your clients and customers this way.
That's right. I call it Blasting Game's first rule of aggregation.
Good for you.
And it does work. But then my point is if you do it with your employees first, then you can start doing it with other people.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you practice it, not only practice it there, but you set a whole corporate culture.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
absolutely.
You do something incredibly well that I wanted to point out to everybody. I've been on a lot of radio shows, and the homework that you do before these interviews is extraordinary. And not only does it make your show a great show, but it makes the guest understand and know that you really cared enough to do that kind of research and that kind of thinking. Doing
well,
your homework
that.
Before you approach people, absolutely crucial. I mean, there's more people. I mean, with Google and all these other wonderful
and websites and
yeah, all these great ways to gather information. There's a new company coming out called Inform, which is just fantastic. That takes Google to the next extreme. And I just think that I think that people underestimate the work that they have to do mm-hmm. in preparation for their success in that way.
Well, and I'll tell you when you really realize how important it is. Keith, because this has happened to me, unfortunately, I've gone into situations where I didn't do enough homework, and something came up that I could have known about, and I wasn't able to take advantage of it because the moment was gone before I could do anything about it. And I remember saying to myself with a red face, I'm sure,
yep.
Wow, I missed that opportunity. And
well,
and that'll
you
make
you
that'll make
really?
You do your homework after that, Keith. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back with Keith Ferrazzi, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Never Eat Alone. Right after these messages, it is 10 till. Here's Lindsey Buckingham to take us out.
Looking out for love. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Keith Ferrazzi is our guest. Keith, give us your website, please.
NeverEatAlone.com. NeverEatAlone.com. And
which is also the title of the book, folks.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. And you can get signed up for a great tip of the week while you're there. And don't worry, it doesn't come every week anyway. So try to get every other week or so.
Keith, one of the things that you talk about in your book in Chapter 4 is build it before you need it. Is that like pay it forward?
Well, it's a couple of things. First of all, I think pay it forward is a great way to think about everything we're talking about.
Tell the audience what that means in case they haven't seen the movie.
Pay it forward comes from a book and then a movie. Basically, the idea is, you know, when I was growing up, there was a woman by the name of Elsie Hillman who gave me some money early on to be able to go to Harvard Business School. And I went back to Elsie and said, Elsie, you know, I can't wait to be able to grow up and make a lot of money and pay you back and do all these wonderful things for you. And she said, you know, Keith, the best thing you can do is just when you're in that kind of position, make sure that you pay it forward. Give it to somebody else. Don't pay it back. You know, I'm fine. I want you to make sure that you reach out to some other young person in need and help them. So that's paying it forward.
Yeah.
But when I say build it before you need it, that's a little different. What that is people will call me all the time and say, hey, Keith, I've recently gotten unemployed, and I need to start networking. And I'm saying, friend, no, you need to start job hunting. Networking is what your sorry butt should have been doing for about the last 5 years so that you have 20 job offers lying at your feet from good friends of yours.
Right.
You got to build these relationships before you need them. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it's just a transaction. You're walking around saying, hey, I'd love to get to know you better. Here's my resume.
Right.
That doesn't work.
Well, you know, there's nothing makes you feel better any better a few things are make you feel better, I should say, than when somebody has an opportunity to help you, and you know that you helped them first.
Yeah.
That's a cool feeling, isn't it?
It's fantastic. When I was, the other thing I want to just let your folks know is this isn't that daunting. A lot of people say, geez, I don't have the time. It takes too much effort.
It's just life,
frankly,
isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
It's just life, isn't it?
Well, it is. That's the point. I mean, you can just take the stuff that you're doing every day, you know, the passions that you have on a daily basis, and be willing to share those with the people around you. I mean, I go to church, and I just this past church, it's funny. It's like, you know, me and seven or eight of my friends. There's a gentleman that came the whole way in from Scottsdale, Arizona, who had read my book and wanted to go to church with me. And afterward, we all went out to brunch. But it's the taking the stuff that you're doing anyway. I work out every day, and I'm always inviting people to go get a run with me or a workout of some sort. You know, it doesn't take much to just invite people into your life. You know, and that's the kind of, and it's, and it doesn't, and frankly, when you do that, those people will see where you're passionate and excited, because that's where you live every day.
But only if you share that with them in an honest way.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's phony. Otherwise, it puts people off. And I think that's one of the keys.
Yeah, the whole book is based on being yourself, being sincere, being authentic. You know, the great news about this book is that the stuff that you're longing to do, the way that you're longing to live your life in, you know, whatever strong values, you know, whether they're Christian or Judaic or whatever values you have, those values really do work as well. And, you know, it's fantastic to know that you can just show up and be the great person you want to be, and at the same time, be a great success.
Keith, do you think if people are saying, well, you know what, I want all these things that you guys talk about, but I can't make it happen, do you think that they need to be checking their methods?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, not everybody is as extraordinary as you are at building these kind of relationships, but everybody can get better. And if you are currently saying to yourself, gee, this is just tough, this is too difficult, I can't get it, then the answer is, you know, and I don't mean to say it's my book. There are a lot of great books out there. Never Eat Alone has been called the How to Win Friends and Influence People of this century.
It is it is an excellent book, folks. There's no question about it.
So, I mean,
if it weren't, we wouldn't have invited you back if it weren't.
Well, I appreciate that. I have such a great time in your call. I really, I really do.
Give us the website again, please, Keith.
It's nevereatalone.com. You can sign up there for Tip of the Week and get a lot of good information as well.
And the book is available wherever books are sold.
It sure is.
All right. Thanks, Keith, for being here. By the way, the last name is spelled F-A-F-E-R-R-A-Z-Z-I. Two R's and two Z's. Keith, thanks for doing a good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Jimmy, you're so kind. Take care. Bye-bye.
Keith Ferrazzi, ladies and gentlemen. Never Eat Alone. I hope you check that out real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.